Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell to the Nashville Predators by a final score of 3-1 at Bridgestone Arena, and even though they were able to get on the board early and goaltender Jonas Korpisalo delivered 32 saves, it wasn't enough as they fell in the season opener. The Blue Jackets put the pressure on Nashville and their goaltender Yusei Saros early in the first period, and they were rewarded as at 9:24, Boone Jenner was sprung on a breakaway and delivered the Blue Jackets' first goal of 2021.
Here's Jenner, gets a puck on a turnover, he walks in, shoots, and he scores! Boone Jenner with the steal in the finish, and the Blue Jackets are on the board, leading 1-0. Oh, Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel. Boone Jenner getting things done for the Blue Jackets.
Leading 1-0, Korpisalo was excellent for the remainder of the first period, making a number of big saves to keep the Blue Jackets ahead. He continued that in period number 2 to keep them up 1-0.
Zach Werenski flipped the puck toward the net and got knocked away. Now it is the Predators with a breakaway in with a shot, and a save is made by Jonas Korpisalo. Oh, great job by Korpisalo as the Blue Jackets broke down there just a bit and gave the Predators a chance in a one-on-one.
Unfortunately for the Blue Jackets, after that save, it was all Nashville as Luke Cunnan scored his first goal as a Predator at the 13:09 mark of the second period to tie things up at 1-1. It would be 1-1 going into period number 3, but at 5:48, Philip Forsberg beat Korpisalo to give the Predators a 2-1 advantage, and then with an empty net at 18:27 of the third period, Cali Yarncroak was able to score to make it 3-1, and that would be the final score. After the loss, Blue Jackets forward Cam Atkinson talked about some of the changes his team might need to make heading into the next game against the Predators Saturday night.
You know, there are some lines that did some good things, but we need the next line to get out there and keep the momentum for us, myself included especially. And that's the toughest part. I mean, they're a good team. They've been together a long time, made some changes, but overall they have a lot of skill and they work hard. You know, their D joined the rush just as much as our D do. So it's, you know, you have to play with the puck a lot more. I think, you know, play with confidence, want the puck.
And head coach John Tortorella talked about the importance of the forecheck when it comes to generating more offense.
I thought both teams played in spurts. The momentum kind of changed through the first two periods. Third period, we just didn't generate enough forechecking. And they made a lot of plays through us. We couldn't get many pucks to the net. We didn't have a scoring chance in the third period, and I think they had 5 or 6. We'll look at the tape, and you know, we're playing this team our next game. We've got to get a more consistent effort by more than 3 or 4 people offensively. I mean, there are some important guys on our team that just weren't there offensively tonight, and hopefully we'll get that in the second game.
Like you heard Tortorella just say, the Blue Jackets are going to have a prime opportunity to get right back at it against the Predators on Saturday night. The puck will drop at 8, and the pregame coverage will start at 7:30 on the Eldorado Gaming Scioto Downs Blue Jackets Radio Network.